Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bum, 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 ba-da-da-da-da. Come on, make the face with me. If you're in the car, make the face with me.
Something smells horrible.
Yeah, make the face with me like you got some onions under your lip.
Every bass player looks like somebody farted right next to him the whole time.
Damn. Put your shoes on.
Some people.
All right.
Got to have it.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We will refocus things on the football weekend. We'll get a little bit more into Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech as well.
Some people.
As Georgia Tech looks to continue what has been an excellent start
to the
season
playing,
for them.
They're playing their ass off bunk. Yeah, man. And I'm talking about it's been so many articles I was reading on their quarterback, Haynes King. Like, he is the heartbeat of the team.
Yeah.
He is the heart and soul of this program.
Yep.
This dude, I said it last week, this dude needs to be in the Heisman candidate.
He needs
to be in the Heisman damn trophy talks.
That's kind of what I'd like to see start tomorrow is, you know, Virginia Tech's not particularly good.
No, they're going to ramrod Virginia Tech.
Beat them down and pad the stats a little bit. And I know you got to be careful about his, you know, his health, too.
He ain't.
But yeah, he's not.
He ain't.
So that's why you got to take him out.
Yeah, he ain't.
But yeah, get him some touchdowns.
Yeah.
Get him maybe a couple passing, couple running, and start padding those stats a little bit. Because I genuinely, I mean, I don't know. You make a short list of individuals.
Yes. Who means more to their team.
That are as important to their team as he is. I don't know. I mean, Mendoza?
Yes. That's it. Mendoza, kid from Oregon.
Yeah, Dante Moore. But they, I don't know. Anyway, we'll get back into that top of the noon hour. Keys
mean
to a Georgia victory coming up at 1:20 as well. And an AMA an hour from right now.
Let's get these. Oh, do you got the picks?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
So last week's very easy to go over here. So I went 1-3. Everybody else went 2-2.
Ooh, thank God.
And if being remarkably average is your thing, you should be listening to us and placing money on your bets.
Hey, man, 2-2 is a step in the right direction for me.
Andy, you and
I was 1-7 in my previous 2 weeks.
Andy, you and I are 10-14 on the season.
Whew.
Randy is 10-13-1, and Abe has taken the lead at 11-13 by like a game.
Jeez, all of us under 500.
It all starts today.
All right,
let's get this thing cracking.
Lead us off, Randy.
Give me Pittsburgh plus 10.5 at Florida State. I'm probably going to change that because I don't like that one. But if I change, I'll change tomorrow.
All going to start here. I don't like that
one. But I'm going to go with it. Give me I'm still going to stick with the Cyclones. Give me Iowa State minus 2.5 versus Colorado.
Okay.
Give me – I know Kyler Murray is at practice today, but still, give me the Colts minus 7.5 versus Arizona. And I like the Rams minus 7.5 versus Baltimore.
I took that Colts game as well. I got the Colts minus 7.5 against the Cardinals, like you said. I don't know, man. Call me dumb. I'm losing all my picks anyway. It is what it is. 14.5 is a lot.
Yes.
Flacco's beat him before.
Oh, my damn.
New quarterback energy.
And that defense.
Yeah. Well, which one? Bengals plus 14 at Green Bay.
I like it.
I think they can.
The Bills didn't cover a big spread like that versus the Saints.
Big spreads in the NFL are hard
to cover. It's hard, very hard.
Hard to cover. Give me Oklahoma plus 1.5 against Texas in the Red River Shootout tomorrow.
Like that.
And give me Ole Miss minus 31.5 against Washington State at home. Washington State is very bad. Very bad football team. And Ole Miss likes to hang big numbers on people.
Really?
They might beat them by 60.
You're going to do 31.5?
They're going to beat them 65-3.
Damn.
All right, so Abe's going to take South Florida minus 1.5 versus North Texas. He'll have that on TV number
eight. That'll be on tonight, by the way.
Yes.
North Texas.
North Texas undefeated.
Keep an eye on North Texas.
Yes.
They got that offensive coordinator quarterback combo that people like right now. Drew Mestimer, their freshman quarterback. He will get paid a lot of money by a big program next
year. Yes.
Guaranteed.
He's going to take Nebraska minus 6.5 versus Maryland. He's going to take the Broncos minus 6.5 to beat the Jets and the Steelers minus 6.5 to beat the Browns. Yeah. I'm going to take Bama minus 2.5 versus Mizzou. Uh-huh. Give me Tennessee minus 11.5 to beat Bobby Petrino.
All right.
Give me the Steelers minus 6.5 to beat the Browns. And give me the Lions. The Lions are getting points on Sunday Night Football. And that's just kind of weird to me. I don't know if you ever want to give the Lions points versus this versus the Chiefs, and they're banged up. But give me the Lions plus 2.5.
Nice.
Mestimaker. Sorry. I want to get his name right. Drew Mestimaker.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. No,
because he might be the quarterback of any one of our three teams next year.
No. Gunnar Stockton's going to be.
Somebody's going to throw some. Oh, yeah.
Gunnar Stockton's going to be the quarterback at Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Damon Williams probably still be at Washington, too. But
he could be the quarterback at LSU.
Dude,
he's somebody.
Well, we're definitely going to have an opening.
I'm just telling you right now, he's going to get a bag.
You know what they say? I heard Brian Kelly say about Nussmeier yesterday.
Is he hurt?
He's looks as healthy as he has.
Okay.
They said he looks as healthy as he has this week. Like his arm strength is back.
All right, because he's been like he does not look like himself this year.
He has not looked like
himself at all, man.
But yeah, hopefully that starts tomorrow for him against South Carolina. All right, let's play some Sports Jeopardy. Okay. Oh yeah, Picks Against the Spread every Friday, brought to you by Prize Picks. It's good to be right. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Andy.
Randy.
All right, guys.
He was waiting for that one all day. That's pretty good.
Well, what was the final score of the historic upset of App State over Michigan in 2007?
I don't know.
I think it was 34-32.
That is correct.
Yeah.
There's like multiple pictures of that in my house.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like that's a little unfair.
Was she in school when that happened?
She was.
She was. Okay.
She was in school when
that happened. Georgia State's never beaten App State in 13 tries.
Well, they get another crack at them tomorrow.
Hey, I almost took them, but I never have luck when I do that.
Miss Bucker Davis and them girl and her crew going to be up in that thing tomorrow.
I will say, for anybody going down to that game tomorrow, just if you see a lovely blonde, drunk woman.
That's your wife.
Probably my wife. Decked out in black and gold. If she's like, just give her some grace.
Yeah. Are they tailgating?
She doesn't
somewhere.
Yeah, she doesn't get to do this much,
right?
And she knows how to behave herself, but sometimes also she doesn't.
Yeah.
So, she's with her friends from college that she never sees.
Do you know where they're going to be by any chance?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
See if you find out, like blue lot, green lot.
If you close your eyes and listen, you'll hear.
Because there's like a big alumni tailgate tomorrow too that you got to pay like $40 to go to.
$40 to go to an alumni? Well,
there's unlimited. There's beers and food.
Oh.
You know.
Okay. Make sure you give Sam a Crenshaw hook for me.
Will do.
All right.
Being on the cover of Sports Illustrated 20 times, which football player has the most appearances in the NFL on the Sports Illustrated cover?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Tom Brady.
That is correct.
Okay.
Andy up 2-0. While Eli Manning and Peyton Manning were playing in the NFL, how many times did they face each other?
Randy
or Michael?
5 times.
That is incorrect.
I mean, I don't know. 7 times.
Also incorrect. They faced each other 3 times. Oh. That question actually coming from Tara, by the way. She was like, that would make a great Sports Jeopardy question.
Go.
That is a good one.
Way to go, T.
I thought it was better than the rest
of
them.
Way to go, T.
Expertly written.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you let nurses write trivia questions.
All right, now back to the Abe.
Oh, God. He just walks in.
Oh, he just walks in.
He just walks in.
I can feel him breathing down my neck already.
He just walks in.
When Joe Flacco plays for the Bengals, he'll be the – this is a lot to unpack here.
Okay. Yeah, we're back to the Abe questions.
Yes.
Perfect one. He will be the first player ever to play for the Browns, Ravens, and Bengals. There have been five quarterbacks, not including Flacco, who have played for both the Ravens and the Browns. Name two of those five. Randy McMichael.
Okay, so two quarterbacks that have played for the Ravens and the Browns.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
I think I got a couple of them.
The Ravens. You said the Ravens and
Ravens
the Browns?
Ravens and the Browns.
Ooh, actually, I don't know if he played for the Browns.
Okay, because Joe Flacco did it. Okay, obviously it was Trent Dilfer.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah. Nice work.
And, good call.
I didn't have that one.
Yeah, Trent Dilfer and, it's right there on the tip of the tongue, Randy. Was it Josh Johnson?
Oh, incorrect.
I mean, it's a good guess. God, the guy played for 17 teams. Vinny Testaverde?
That is correct.
I didn't have Trent. What's the guy's name? Tony?
Did you get the answer?
I know. You did have to work.
Story.
You did have to work.
I mean, what the quarterbacks are at. Why
your mic's
that's
off.
How
your
those
mic's
multiple choice questions kind of go, though, I guess.
But I'm saying.
It is true.
Okay. So can you name
that,
another one?
I do that a lot.
He does that a lot.
Should we
do that,
does Andy
right?
have to name another one?
Though? He does that a lot, though, to me.
That you know what? That is fair.
Yeah.
Because Randy, okay.
He does
so
that
I
a lot.
I have to name two by
he
myself.
He does that a lot to me.
I do.
Yes.
I let you do it. Because they will be like, name four of the seven. And I'm like, well, I know one. And then Randy will name three, and then I'll get one and get the thing. All right. Okay, so I got Vinny Testaverde.
Yep.
Banks? Tony Banks?
Yes. No.
No.
He never
no.
played for the Browns.
No, he didn't play for the Browns.
Ah! Dang it. All right.
Give me the names, bro.
So, RG3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't call me Tyrod, Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Come on.
Eric Zier.
Oh, wow.
I had no
Vinny
clue.
Testaverde.
Huh. Okay.
I had no clue.
I know Eric Zier played for the Ravens. I didn't know he played for the Browns.
Awesome. All right.
Here's another one that y'all are going to love. The Braves finished 76-86 this season ahead of seven teams. Name four of those teams
Randy.
That finished behind Atlanta.
Randy.
Randy Michael.
The Marlins.
That is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's correct.
Yeah. Didn't the Marlins finish behind us?
I think it's correct.
It does not appear. Is there on this list? I thought they did too.
All of them. Oh.
Oh, I thought they finished behind us.
No, I guess they didn't. I think just...
I guess the Marlins had, 77 wins or something?
Oh, God. What you looking up over there, Bunk?
I'm not.
Why are you scrolling on the computer over there, Bunk?
Fair enough. I was actually trying to look up the Marlins record. But you're right. I shouldn't be doing that. But I didn't see anything else. The Rockies.
Correct.
I need four?
Yes.
The Rockies, the A's? Nope. All right. Well, I lost then.
Wow. We didn't finish with a better record than the A's?
Oh, damn. Wow.
And White Sox,
Nats. They played in a minor league stadium in Sacramento.
Twins, Pirates, Angels, Orioles.
Oh, the Twins, okay. Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
They were off so such a promising start.
Yeah. They fired their manager, I think.
Yes. Okay. All right. 2-0. Come on, Randy. Let's get going.
Whew.
Who did the Hawks originally draft at 13 this past NBA draft? Randy Michael?
I have no damn clue. I just thought I could get out of here. Who did they draft originally at the 13th pick that they end up trading it?
I could tell you stuff about him, but I don't remember his name.
Wes Carinoa.
Not seeing red.
Huasca.
He's the guy that played it, Derek Queen. Or
that is
Queen.
Correct.
Patrick Queen, Derek Queen. Derek Queen.
And Andy is up 3-0, and we are out of time.
Well, good day to play this song. Got to get some revenge on Rutgers tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.